moment. Oh, hey. What are you doing here? You don't need to check up on me. Oh, come in. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry. The boss lets homemakers take time off when we're in heat. Sorry, I should have told you that I wouldn't be at work. Would you like something to drink? I was just making some tea. Okay. Oh, please. You don't need to worry about me. I've taken some paracetamol and I've got a comfy bed with lots of blankets. I can wait it out. I'm used to just gritting my teeth and powering through it. Yeah, a nest. You know the correct terminology. Oh, yeah, the boss is really understanding about it. Most jobs let you take time off during your heat, but they don't like it if you say it like that. I'd usually just call up and say I have a cold or food poisoning, and they probably know what's really happening. Yeah, I guess it's safer to just let omegas take time off rather than making everyone take pheromone suppressants or something. Huh? Oh, it's not that bad. Being an omega can be difficult, but day to day, I imagine it's not that different to being an alpha or beta. Well, the signs being smaller and weaker, I guess. To be honest, the hardest bit of being an omega is the way that other people treat you. Yeah, you've seen how some of the alphas at work act around the omegas, especially the male alphas. Acting like, because I'm an omega, I just can't help throwing myself at them. Like, all the omegas in the office secretly want to be part of some big harem for the alphas or something. I appreciate you sticking up for me when they get a bit pushy. That's why I like spending time with you. You actually respect my boundaries. I know that's not I suppose that's not especially high praise, but I do appreciate sorry, my head sometimes gets a bit fuzzy when I'm in heat. Yeah, I'm fine. I just need to sit on the couch for a bit. I think maybe your pheromones are, Oh my god, I can't believe I didn't realize. I'm really sorry. My pheromones must be really intense at the moment. No, it's not okay. I'm sorry. I didn't want you to see me like this. Because I like like you a lot, and it's embarrassing for you to see me so... So... my head hurts. Yes, I like you that way. And it's not just the pheromones. I really like you. How could I not? You're so cool and kind and caring and gorgeous. I'm sorry. What are you? Not just saying that because of the pheromones. Oh gosh. Sorry, I can't think straight right now. What do I want? I want you to breed me and not me. To mark me and claim me. Please mate with me. Please. Oh. Oh my gosh, I'm so wet. Can I touch your breasts? Okay. Your fingers. God, you're moving so fast. You're squeezing my boobs so hard. Please be gentle. I've never had sex before. Yeah, you can bite them. Oh, please. Your tongue. Oh gosh. I can't wait any longer. I want you inside me. I think I'm ready. Oh, gosh. You're very big. I know female alpha's genitals change shape and get big, but I wasn't expecting it to be that big. Are you sure it'll fit? Okay, you promise you'll be gentle? Oh, gosh. Doesn't hurt too much. It feels really good. Can you go faster? This is what it feels like to be nutted. It feels really good. Oh, I hadn't even noticed. Yeah, I feel a lot better. My headache's completely gone. I love you. Oh, I don't mind waiting for your knot to go down. I like lying here with you, feeling you inside me. Will you stay here with me tonight? Really? You'll take care of me? I know, I really don't want to be apart from you at the moment. Is that normal? Okay. I've just never, these feelings and instincts are all very new to me. When your knot goes down, we can relax in my nest.